It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, it is Dom time momentarily. We'll speak with Jim Worthington from the Knack, our host yesterday at McDonald's, who got the call from President Trump before I got there. And we ended up having to speak out there on Street Road. Don't take Street Road under any circumstance ever. I don't know what the problem is. The lights seem to be long. There's a lot of intersections turning left or something. But my God, that's my excuse for being late yesterday. Let's go to Jim Worthington. Here on Talk Radio 1210. Jim, welcome back and congratulations on a great event yesterday.
Thanks, Tom, and thanks to you for promoting it and getting people out there, and they're all excited to see you. And they, of course, they were all excited the first hour when I treated people for their hamburgers. I was a little light in the pocket after that, but it was a great event.
Well, wait a minute. We got to get that figure then. How much did that run for that first hour there?
It was about a little over $1,300, but it's all good.
Really? I was just in the Zioli show, but they got a caller that was next to you, Jim, and they're like, oh, yeah, what are you going to get from Jimmy? He's like, yeah, I'll get three Big Macs, three double cheeseburgers.
Was it unlimited? They could buy unlimited? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they kind of, but everybody was pretty respectful, and nobody really went crazy. There was one family of six, and I wondered if it was really a family, but it was all good.
Well, I had people saying they paid because they just wanted to come on their own and do that, Jim, and I got Ro a Happy Meal because I didn't want to be part of the McDonald's festival there. I know it's hard for you. Both of us had to suck it up yesterday and engage in that.
Did Jim eat a chicken nugget?
No, I don't think so.
No fries?
No. I had some water, and I think my wife had a McFrosty or something. I don't even know what that is.
McFlurry.
whatever it was. But
She doesn't seem to be with the program. She looks great, but she doesn't seem to be with the program there. What's going on?
Well, somehow she stays thin and can eat anything she wants, but I don't have that. I don't have that issue really. So I kind of keep an eye on what I eat.
Now, when you got the call, I was late. I told you. I mean, I literally left here. It was 3:39. I thought I got to make it by close to 4:30. That's not that far away to get to where you are. And I got in there about like 5:02. Street Road, etc. Very difficult. So I missed the president's call with you. Did you let people know it was Trump?
Well, it was funny because I was basically in the line. Paying for people's food, and my wife runs over because I didn't have my phone in my pocket, and she hands me the phone, and it says Donald Trump. So I kind of waved the people off. I said, "Hold on one second." I answer the phone, and he wanted to call me and basically congratulate us on the victory, the legal victory, and the role that. You know, a little bit that I played on Sunday night with Brian Fitzpatrick, getting the ball rolling and calling out the disenfranchising of the voters earlier in the week or the end of last week and then into Saturday. And then it kind of steamrolled into where Lawrence Tabus and the state party and Michael Whatley picked up on it on Tuesday. And then we got the court ruling on Wednesday. So he just wanted to reach out and just check in and say he appreciated it. And I said, you know, Mr. So he started talking, and, you know, once he gets on a roll, it's, you know, you kind of sit back and wait. He said, Mr. President, I just want to let you know, I'm at the McDonald's that I set you up 2 weeks ago. And he did. It was great. And I was looking around for you, Don, because I wanted to put you on the phone with him.
Oh, God, Street Road. Oh, man.
Yeah. That's a chance, Don.
I would have sealed the deal to get him on right there. All right, you're not getting off this phone, but I got to go. No, you're not. Jim, yesterday was look, it shows what you have to do when you run for president. Not only are you shot, but you look like you'd be able to jump on that garbage truck, pull yourself up. You know, I
500 pull-up.
I love the pull-up is a great exercise, but I have to admit, actually doing it is not just strength, right? It's a coordinated, it's a rhythm to do it, and I thought Trump came through there. You know, at any second, he could have fallen off that ledge jumping into the garbage truck.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm 68, and I work out, you know, every day, and I'm in not bad shape, right? And so, yeah, I'm 68 now.
That's
so, but I will tell you, I've got a Jeep that they're 40-inch tires. It's big. And I'll tell it's every day I got to get in and out of that, and every day it's a struggle. The fact that he got up even higher than I did, I'm saying, what the hell's going on here? He eats McDonald's, he drinks Cokes. I may need to be doing that in my later years. He maneuvered that very well. I have to give him credit.
Proof that you need to start eating those double cheeseburgers, though.
No, Dan.
Exactly.
At some point, Jim, after this is all over, we're going to have you on the air, work Dan out for about 3 minutes to see what the result
is. Have a medical team on staff.
Yeah, exactly.
Go.
Now, Jim, you got another big event coming up because Dave McCormick is closing very strongly here against Bob Casey Jr. It's a real shot. Every Senate seat that we get is a cushion. Because you always have one Republican senator or two that doesn't get with the program. So it's what, this Saturday? What time and what do people do?
Yeah, it's 4:30 at my event center, my sports and events center at, in Newtown, 120 Pheasant Run. It's right next door to the NAC. It's not part of the NAC, but it's next door. We're going to have the 4:30 to 6:30. We're going to have Dave McCormick obviously close it out, but we got the great congressman from Florida, Byron Donalds. If you saw him at Madison Square Garden the other night, he just was on fire. The guy is really, really a talented Republican, and he's just minority guy that just really represents the country well. Big supporter of President Trump. It's going to be a short event, only 2 hours. There's no fee. There's no nothing. You just show up, and it's going to be an awesome, awesome day. You don't have to register. We just come there at 4:30, quarter of five, and get you out by 6:30. And we're looking for a big crowd. And this is Dave McCormick's last push in the eastern part of Pennsylvania. He'll spend the rest of the time out west in Pittsburgh. And it's going to be amazing. And I do have one other thing. I'm hesitant to do this because I'm afraid we're going to get overrun. But the election night watch party for the Trump team, Trump Force 47, and the state GOP will be held at that same field house on Tuesday night, 7:30. After 7:30, I'm not opening it up until everybody votes. Your admission is your vote. You come there after 7:30. We've got it set up for at least a couple thousand people. It will be the largest election night party in America. We'll simulcast it down to Mar-a-Lago. We're going to have all kinds of people. If you want to be where the action is and you want to be there to support President Trump, you come to my place, 120 Pheasant Run, the Newtown Sports and Events Center, on Tuesday night, no earlier than 7:30, and you will be at the epicenter where this, I think, where this race is going to be decided. Because if we win Bucks, we keep the Southeast close, we win Pennsylvania, and he's the president.
What time are you going to be there until, Jim? Starting at 7:30, how long do you think that'll go on?
Well, let me put it this way. In 16, when they held back the fact that at 11 o'clock we had already known from Harrisburg they had won Pennsylvania and they didn't announce it till 3 in the morning, we were all there till 3. In 2020, people started leaving about 6 in the morning, a lot of people, because they just, you know, it was days later, and they just got tired. We'll be there all night, and we'll go into the next day. I'm going to be in Pennsylvania until Thursday morning when I got to go down to Mar-a-Lago and Palm Beach. But, hey, if people want to stay right through till it ends, they can stay all week.
All right, I'm going to stop. We're doing election coverage. So, Dan, if you put them on the list for me, we'll get you on from there, Jim, that night to see how you think it's going. I'll be on, I think I'm told, around 8:15 or so until 11 or whatever. Then I think I'll come over there. That's the place to be. Again, starting at 7:30 on election night, on Tuesday night. And, Jim, are there drinks, food? Is it just people watching?
Yep. We got all kinds of food donated from various restaurants in the area where there'll be drinks available, you know, water, even some for purchase, some alcoholic drinks. I don't want to give that away because I don't want people to get out of hand. But the, it's going to be a party. And by the way, and this is where the state headquarters is going to be, in another part of the building. So we'll be getting up to date info as it occurs right in my building and adjoining part of it, offices. So it's going to be a great night. It's going to be a great night to watch it. We've got a huge TV there. I don't know. Apparently it's supposed to accommodate 3,000 people. That many people can watch it and comfortably. We'll have all kinds of chairs, high top tables. It's going to be amazing. So that's 7:30. But the big thing now is I'm really pushing for the McCormick event on Saturday, 4:30 to 6:30. Dave McCormick is one of the most outstanding candidates. Remember, I was a big Oz guy in 2022, and I still love Dr. Oz, and I feel bad that, you know, the abortion message and the vote by mail was what defeated him. And I do believe if he was running now, he'd be in the same position that Dave McCormick is. But I will tell you this, Dave McCormick is an outstanding seventh generation a Pennsylvania candidate that has, you know, a war hero, captain of the wrestling team at West Point. I mean, I created major amount of jobs, a successful businessman. His wife, Dina, is phenomenal, served in the Trump administration. He's a high-quality guy, and we need to get him elected.
Absolutely. Jim, I don't know how one guy does it that much. It was beautiful yesterday in operation. So we have 4:30 on Saturday at the NAC up there in Bucks County. Jim, if anything else develops, let us know. Congratulations, though. Thank you for doing that yesterday.
Yeah, I appreciate both of your guys' support. You've been really great at letting us get our message out there, and really appreciate everything you do for us and supporting conservative values. You guys are awesome.
Thank you, Jim. See you on Tuesday.
Thank you.
We'll talk before then. All right, Jim Worthington here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, there you go. You want to head out? You want to be watching that? Or do you have too much agita? You're going to have to watch it by yourself, sheltered on election night. Guy Shiraki will be here. He's got a team of people breaking down, what does this early voting mean? We don't have a complete conclusion. Republicans doing better. Democrats not. By early voting, I mean mail-in voting, early voting in the swing states, all that. Does that tell us Democrats are poised to come storming out on Election Day? And I think we'll get, Henry, you want to take this one. Tomorrow we'll get Kevin Kelly back on the show. Kevin Kelly is in charge, along with Joe DeFelice, of the election effort in Philadelphia. Now, these guys mean business. You know, I wish I had him in studio, but he's busy. You'd see what I mean. They're not fooling around. They're not going to be pushed around. They're not going to have the nonsense. They are deploying a lot of people in Philadelphia this time around. And don't forget that big rally we're doing down there at the Statue of Columbus, Marconi Plaza, on Monday night. Where's the guy with the ruble joke? Did he hang up? No. It's Joe in Bordentown. Oh, I got to get this ruble joke. I need some material.
Is that the czar?
Yeah, it might be the czar. He's got a voice,
too. It is the czar.
All right, Joe, hit me with your ruble joke.
It's the czar of Trenton. I have two of them.
Yeah, two. All right.
The first one is, what's the difference between a ruble and an empty soda can?
What's the difference?
The soda can is redeemable for cash.
They'll love that in South Philly. They'll love it. Okay.
And the longer one is, there's a Russian truck driver stopped. The police are stopping traffic on a road in Russia. And the truck driver rolls down the window and asks the policeman what the problem is. And they said that Putin is being held hostage in a van And if they get 50 million rubles, they're going to douse them with gasoline and set them on fire. And the truck driver asks, what's the donation? And he says, well, it's averaging about a gallon.
Right. Those on tape. I got to perfect the timing, Joe. Hey, yeah, if you...
Did you see the Russia fine Google 2.5 decillion over their YouTube ban?
20 decillion.
It's 20 decillion?
Is that
what's
what it
a
is?
Decillion?
Yeah. Yeah, more than the entire world GDP.
Sorry. A lot more than the entire world GDP.
All right. So, Joe, who's your voice that has to be on Mount Rushmore?
It would be Frankie Valli, and here's the story behind it. Tommy DeVito, a member of the Four Seasons, was a prisoner where my sister's godfather was a guard.
Okay.
And we went over to visit him once, and apparently he treated Tommy so well that the godfather offered us tickets to the Four Seasons contest, or concerts.
Ooh, okay.
All right, that's a very good one.
Yeah, I've seen Frankie Valli
a couple times, three times, I think, and once Paulie was right next to us.
Oh, yeah, like Paulie Walnuts?
Paulie Walnuts was right there.
Oh.
Yeah, it was quite a quite
it's
an
not surprising that Paulie Walnuts is
yeah,
over at
a Frankie Valli concert. Yeah. Yeah, not surprising at all. That reminds me, I might have to
Tony
tell
Sirico.
my Big P story again. Yeah, that's one of the all-timers.
Yeah.
At a home show, he goes nuts. Now, Dan, if you had been there, no, not you. Henry would have taken care of business. He would have pushed back his chair, stood up, and that would have been it.
Yeah, I would have just said laughed. Anything. I apologize.
Yeah. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You can get on board AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. Guy Shiraki here at 1:30 will give us probably the best that we're going to get. What does it mean, this early voting? I know there are stories out there of Trump people being a bit anxious because women are coming out. I don't know that that's definitive. I see a lot of early voting Republicans, either mail-in ballot or otherwise, were monitoring what's going on in Bucks. It's a great conclusion. I am shocked. I don't take these things easily, that they won on this and that quickly. It's a big victory. And it kind of should put them on edge, Democrats, on Election Day. We'll see. Philadelphia, you're next. 855-839-1210. You get in on Talk Radio 1210. All right. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Right, Dom Giordano's show. Yeah, her voice, possible Mount Rushmore. That's what we're looking for today. Mount Rushmore completed in 1941. Hit us with that singer. Think of the total package. Now, I think most of us gravitate toward people who are actually singing a lot of what they wrote. When you do that, there is a difference. You know, otherwise you're just a voice, a performer. Although I said Sinatra, who I don't think wrote any of it. All right, let's go to Joan in Blackwood.
Sorry, just to interrupt.
Yes, one second, Joan.
Cuban actually repeated what you said he said earlier today on The View.
Donald Trump, you never see him around strong, intelligent women, ever. It's just that simple.
All right, and Dan's got a few clips from The View. You will not believe what they've said today about this. So if you're a strong, intelligent woman and you're a Trump supporter, then you're either not strong or intelligent. And a dope is telling you that with a bunch of other dopes. I mean, I'd love to do the IQ test quotient there one day and see, even with a panel of six of them, does it rise to even 700, putting them together? Yeah. I forgot, Sonny Hostin's a lawyer. Right there. That's genius. So, Joan, who is the singer for you?
Come on, Tom. It's only one. Elvis.
Okay.
King.
Why Elvis?
Because he's the king.
All right. Thank you, Joan. I got a nice little cigarette voice.
I feel like she would have been better with the original answer she had there.
Yes, yeah. She was going to go with, I won't say it. Yeah, we'll leave it out there for later. All right, so on The View, they had Mark Cuban on today, right? And they also talked about, which is the one I told you that,
The Whoopi one.
Yeah, the Whoopi one.
The first
Whoopi's
one, yeah.
Got kind of pigtails today, too. Nice look. Blames Trump
nice of you.
For Biden calling his supporters garbage.
Let's just start with the fact that he brought up America being a garbage can.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I assume that meant that those of us who live in America were garbage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I guess everybody's freaked out now because we're all in the can together. Some people thought they were out of the can.
Yeah.
But when he says the country is a can and says it over and over, well, I'll let you do it.
Well, yeah, I was saying, you know, this morning, he owns that language. He owns that rhetoric because mm-hmm. he is the one that introduced it. He's the one that at his rally had a comedian talking about Puerto Rico being an island of garbage.
All right, so Biden calls you garbage, one specific group of people, and we're going back to the comedian and the garbage can. All right, here is Dan.
Sarah Haynes is the best one.
Yeah, Sarah Haynes is the real dope. She just grabs at stuff. They have her read something off a piece of paper. Might be the lowest on the show. And Haynes, how in the world is Trump appealing to workers by putting on the garbage man vest?
I think it's really sad that he's appealing to the working man, like the blue collar worker mm-hmm. with the garbage truck. I know that was about garbage, but it was also he wants to look like he can rub elbows at a McDonald's and he does all these things. The people that will be hurt the most, while he was a president, he cut, he reduced by millions the number of workers. And this is blue collar workers who would become eligible for overtime pay. Mm-hmm. In 2025, it goes even further.
Yeah.
And he wants to take away what 40 hours after 40 hours would normally earn you time and a half. He wants to take that away from workers. The reason Elon Musk is with him is someone like Elon Musk benefits from him.
Of course.
It is the working people that are falling for this. Not all, but the blue collar working man is the mm-hmm. one falling for this.
Now, again, you dope. Falling for this like they're dopes. These people sitting there, $1 million contracts, airheaded beyond belief, hateful beyond belief, always come back to this. Well, Ms. Haynes, why are these blue-collar men, quote, falling for this? Are they just dopes? They're uneducated? They're in a bubble where they're never asked or challenged anything. Dan, I remember the one day they had Condoleezza Rice on. Now, look, Condoleezza Rice and I had a back and forth. She's a bit thin-skinned when it gets to politics, I'll tell you that. But she was friends with the little girls bombed in Birmingham. The most famous case maybe of the civil rights murders are up there, right? And they're talking to her about stuff like this, and she just reminded people of it. They just couldn't contend with her. All of them put together, because she's brilliant, focused, studied, everything they're not. So trying to spin Biden. The biggest spin is, well, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's senile. Okay, well, then why were you propping him up till now? Why was that going on?
I posed a question to Rich and Dawn that I want you to answer.
Yeah, go
as well.
Right ahead. Yes, you're standing up for this, by the way.
I'm just stretching. My legs are
okay.
I'm just trying to stretch. Biden, you think he's resentful to the point that he's trying to kneecap her campaign?
Yes. Oh, yes. And I know who's really resentful. Dr. Jill Biden. Boy, I'd love to see her have a breakdown and go
off.
You
think that's why she wore a panda costume?
Yeah. I mean, and look, people don't understand any of this, Dan. People that are not. I understand completely this type of drive. If I'm there, I don't care that I'm 81 and they're telling me, hey, you got to go, you're senile or whatever. Who the hell are you? You didn't win a single vote. I brought you here. Of course he is. Yes. Did you have more?
No, I'm just genuinely curious what you thought there. Yeah.
Now, he may not be as skillful at it as we like, but he's done any number of things right before speeches in which he's seemed to undercut her. So I think he's a little bit passive aggressive. Maybe he doesn't want to have fingerprints on it.
Doesn't it benefit Jill personally to say good with particularly the Obamas?
At this point, I think they're beyond that. I'm shocked that they don't exhibit more resentment. Maybe they're afraid Hunter Biden, you know, they're afraid he would be abandoned here. Maybe that's what they used over him. Because it is outrageous to take him out. And after you propped him up, suddenly did he become senile? No, it's...
I'm with you.
Yeah. I mean, it's. I think they are trying to do it. It's just grabbing on it without a vote. Didn't win a thing. All right. Guy Shiraki is next. What do we make of the early voting so far? It seems to be, by all the studies out there, that women are voting in greater numbers than men. Yet, in the places that we've seen early voting calculating, Republicans are doing really well. Does it tell us on Tuesday we're going to see a groundswell in Philadelphia of people coming out? And I'll see what else Guy has in mind that we should be watching for as we count down here. I just hope, after we've won this hard battle, that today and tomorrow, those election offices in Bucks County are being overwhelmed with people that can't wait to get in there and have their vote up on the big board. Let me know if you're there or headed there. Here's how you get in. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. Halloween, don't let mealtime or party planning frighten you. A lot going on this week, parties, taking kids around, trick-or-treating. Don't fret over what to prepare. Just stop into your nearest Captain Chuckie's. Pick up that Smith Island Crab Cake Jumbo Lump. Don't forget the Mega Colossal Crab Cakes, just delicious. It's time to stock up. Check out the variety of homemade soups. Great, you know, nice weather today, but it's going to get chillier. Perfect time to check out all of Captain Chuckie's offerings. Delicious stuff, mushrooms, various salads, homemade sides, desserts. Get a tray or two, football, viewing party, or tailgate. Captain Chuckie's always has several choices of breaded, non-breaded crab cakes. Dessert, soup, sides, it's all there. And they use only the highest quality ingredients. Zirgoff shrimp, that is a huge hit. It's always wild-caught, never farm-raised. My favorite, too. They can't keep them in stock, but they're going to try the Dom Roll. So visit Captain Chuckie's. There's got to be one near you, very close. Just visit WeLoveCrabCakes.com, WeLoveCrabCakes.com. And in addition to that, if you're headed to the shore, we have you covered. Visit CaptainChuckiesAtTheShore.com. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in, everyone. By the way, update from our buddy Gary out there at the Levittown voting station, polling station. That's what it is. Massive line stretching all the way around. And Dan, he's got his tent right there in the middle of it. He set up his own tent with red chairs, people sitting there getting refreshments or something as they're waiting. It is a big line in Levittown. So get there today or tomorrow, Levittown, Doylestown, the whole bunch. All right, Guy Shiraki is crunching a lot of stuff that may or may not be troubling. We don't know yet, or it might be very positive. That's the early vote. But we're also going to ask him the over and under of the early vote / mail-in ballot of what we know on going into election day. What's a good number? What's a bad number as far as how many behind will Republicans be? Let's go to Guy on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Guy, welcome in.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, Guy. Hey, wherever you are, do you happen to see Al Schmidt anywhere? Tell him, you know, we'd still like to have him back because, I don't know, Guy, something happened here. We were setting up for today, and suddenly he's AWOL.
Well, so far, Republicans are swamping the vote, and places like Bucks County have been overwhelmed. And at the same time, we know that thousands of Democratic voter registrations mysteriously showed up in a handful of counties, many of whom seem to be problematic. So Al's got his hands full. Too many Republicans are voting, and too many Democrats are registering to vote who may or may not really live.
So, Guy, the upside, as far as I can see, is Republicans are really coming out. We know that Bucks County is an example. The downside is maybe these are just the high propensity voters. We don't know if they're middle of the road or low propensity. What do we know so far? We know about women, right? Is that a fact that they're voting 10% higher than men in the swing states or so?
Yeah. So go back to what do we know? What we know is in 2020, the lead that President Biden had was 1.4 million before you or I went to our polls, like most of your listeners, because we weren't afraid of COVID and we wanted to vote in person. The lead was 1.4 million, and we carried Election Day by 1.3 million. It wasn't enough. The ratio was 5-1. In 2022, the ratio was just under 5-1. As we sit here today, based on yesterday's numbers, the ratio is not 5-1, it's 2-1. So the difference between Democrats voting early and Republicans voting early is down to 2-1. So that's what we do know, and that seems to be a positive sign. What we don't know is the second point of yours, which is has Republican increase amongst using mail-ins compared to our Democratic friends who are way down? Is it because folks like Guy Shiraki voted by mail? Is it because that, you know, many of the people that I work with went and stood in line for 3 hours in Chester County and in Bucks County to vote? So we don't know yet because we haven't been able to do all the analysis of, just to your point, did we have $100 and we took 50 out of it, our left pocket, and put it into our right? We still only have $100. Or is there true growth? What we do know is this. The ratio is 2-1. It's not 5-1, and that's a positive sign. What we do know is the presidential race nationally is being fought in 8 states. 7 of them are where the Democrats are playing defense. What we do know is Bob Casey's running ads with Donald Trump in them. All of those things seem to be good, positive signs for the Republicans, but all the votes aren't in.
Guy, what we know, too, I think you emphasize, and we don't know what it means yet, though, is the Democrat early voting, say in Pennsylvania where we are, mail-in balloting and all that, is down. Does that mean they're going to surge on Election Day? You know what? That would take away one of my all-time great scenarios that I set up. I want it to pour. I want tumbleweeds down the street on Election Day. I'm convinced their vote still does not come out like our vote on Election Day. They're not going to do it.
Well, I know you have a dinner riding on this with our good friend Bob Brady, but as I've told you is, you know, I know a lot of numbers jumble around, so to give the listeners context. When Joe Biden carried Philadelphia 4 years ago, when Joe Biden carried it, it was 472,000 was the margin. That's a lot. Bob Brady's told you they're going to carry it by 500,000. So if he thinks they can push aside Joe Biden from Delaware and put in Kamala Harris, and if Donald Trump's not going to grow with African-Americans, Hispanics, Indians, Pakistanis, Russians, Ukrainians, I don't know how they get to 500,000. And if they don't get to 500,000 in Philadelphia, I don't know where they go for votes, because they're not going to go up to Scranton, because Donald Trump is going to surge much further ahead in Scranton than he did when he was facing Joe Biden. So I don't know where they go. I don't know that we'll see tumbleweeds in Philadelphia, but I don't think we're going to see people standing in line for hours on end. The enthusiasm is not there. And as you and I've discussed, Kamala hasn't really campaigned a lot in Philadelphia, and I think Bruce Springsteen and a midnight rally at the art museum is not going to get it done in neighborhoods in West and North Philly.
What's the possibility, you know, give me on 1 to 10, I'd say I'm at about an 8, that President Trump can carry Bucks County?
Oh, I'd say 8. I think that is an early look. I'll say this. If Trump doesn't carry Bucks, and I've said all along, just has to be by a vote. But if he doesn't carry Bucks, we're in trouble. I think even a one-vote margin is an indication of a sea change. And again, a sea change in Pennsylvania is moving the needle 2 points. We carried by a point. We lost by a point. Bucks County went one way. Bucks County went with the other. You carry Bucks County by a point, and Brian Fitzpatrick's coming, and it probably means Dave McCormick carries Bucks County. If Donald Trump carries it by a point, Dave McCormick probably carries it by a hair more, and that's part of Dave's math of getting to a majority. We carry Bucks County for McCormick and Trump, and you're looking at probably President Trump and a 52-53 seat or 54-seat majority in the Senate, it foretells really good things.
How do you see a guy globally, too? You know, we're concerned about the presidency, of course. I'm a little bit more worried about the House, even though some of these races were very tight the last time around. On the Democrat side, they barely squeaked through. How do you see the House? Is that overblown to be worried about holding the House?
No, I think that, let's put it this way, if I rank them in order, I'm least optimistic about the House.
Right.
However, if in the end President Trump carries a majority of the swing states, we probably have a small majority, and then we really go to work. So that's the one I'm most concerned about. It really comes down to, if President Trump carries Pennsylvania, then hopefully Scott Perry goes back to Congress. Hopefully we flip the seat up in Scranton. We flip the seat in the Lehigh Valley. I think the House is going to be 10 seats or less in either direction. I feel very optimistic. I am all but certain the Republicans come back at no less than 51 in the Senate, a clear majority. And I think we pick up Ohio and Pennsylvania, and we probably get to 52 or 53. The House is the one, and less than 10 seats are going to decide it. And three of them are in Pennsylvania. It's our friend Scott Perry in central Pennsylvania. It's the Lehigh Valley seat and then the Scranton seat.
We're playing defense in one
and offense in another.
The Lehigh Valley seat, I don't have a lot of optimism there. How about you?
Well, she keeps winning by a point or two, mm-hmm. Susan Wild. And in the 2 years since she last had her near-death experience, she's voted to allow illegal immigrants to vote in our election. She's voted against the wall. She's voted to allow men to play women's sports. So she's cast even more horrible votes. She hung on by 2 points. Can she hang on by 2 points again? Not if Donald Trump carries Pennsylvania. President Trump takes Pennsylvania. I think that we eke that one out. And I have to root for Ryan. I've known Ryan. Ryan was an intern on the Bush-Cheney campaign in 2004. Don't hold that against him. I'm optimistic there. And I think that I really feel strongly about the seat up in Scranton. I think we're finally going to get Matt Cartwright.
Guy, you write just brilliant stuff real clear. When's the next column? Because I want my column tomorrow at Delaware Valley Journal. I put down what I think is the sleeper issue around the edges. You just mentioned it with Susan Wild. If you went wild, as she did, voting for men in women's sports,
clever.
I think that is the sleeper issue. The others are bigger issues, but this is something that people grab onto.
Yeah, so I wrote today in real clear that Bob Casey is not the Bob Casey we sent to Washington, that Bob Casey no longer represents us. He represents Washington, D.C., sort of my closing argument for Dave McCormick, who I spent the morning with in Kensington talking about school choice. I think Bob Casey is gone too far. He has sown zero independence. So I write about that. And then the last column you'll see it real clear is something you and I have talked about. It's Philadelphia. I think the path forward to the Philadelphia, to the Pennsylvania and the National Republican Party is through Philadelphia. I think Joe Picozzi is going to win in Northeast Philadelphia. I think we're going to have a Republican state senator from Philadelphia for the first time in over 30 years. I think he's going to take that seat back, and I think we're going to pick up. I think Gill is going to be Dougherty. That's my big closing, is that Philadelphia and the ethnic diversity of what's happening in our cities is the path forward for the Republican Party. And I think we're going to see the first fruit of it in Donald Trump hitting 20% and in having a brand new Republican House member and a brand new state senator. And I hope it for Pennsylvania, and I hope it's an eye-opening moment for the national party.
That will be a huge moment. You know my antagonism to old Vince Fenerty and the Republican Party, because Guy, Trump is showing, doesn't have to be that way. Your column points it out. Yes, it's difficult, but the path is through here, and if we do better, then the state is ours. And if Republicans, school choice that you were talking about today, one of these days it's going to spring as the major issue. It's close.
Yeah, look, as a party, for conservatives, for Republicans, I'd sooner sit down with the business, the Hispanic business owners on North Fifth Street. I'd sooner go and talk to the Ukrainian and the Russian families in the greater Northeast. I'd sooner talk to the Indian and the Korean families who run small businesses about the Republican Party than continue to bang our head up against the wall in Malvern with people who graduated from Princeton and work for Fortune 500 companies. Our path forward is to be an ethnically diverse, small business, working class, middle class entrepreneur party. That's the coalition. It's from Elon Musk to Aziz Gill in Northeast Philly. That's our coalition, our path forward. The suburbs will fall when we show them that we are making inroads in the city, but the path is the city, and I think Trump has shown us the way. I think he's going to reach the highest margin we've seen for a Republican in 20 or 30 years. And I hope that good things come through. So that's sort of my closing arguments today is Bob Casey's no longer one of us. And second, Republicans look to the cities and start with Philadelphia for growth in not only 2024, but beyond.
Thank you, Guy, very much. Thanks very much. Pop on tomorrow. If you got something else, let us know.
Thanks again. Take care. Let's vote. Swamp the vote. Do not take it for granted. Thanks.
All right, Guy Shiraki here. Great stuff. A lot more than I thought I'd get out of that. I'd have Inside Story tomorrow, too, Dan. Don't think I didn't have
Bob Casey
right
going to be there?
Bob Casey. Should I wear? All right, here's the thing. Can I get one easily? And should I wear a lobster bid tomorrow on air at Inside Story? Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, 100%. I'd say you go even further and go out to one of these stores that's going to be discounting their costumes. Right. I'm sure you can find a giant lobster costume.
You can't wear that on Inside
and be like Jill Biden and walk in rather than a panda walking as a lobster.
It's our Meet the Press. Our local Meet the Press is a big-time show.
And here's Dom Giordano as
a lobster. What's that about? I did have the Republican sit next to me and debate in orange, Dan, and I was ready to say, that's it. Come on, buddy. Stop it. Serious. He hates Trump that much, and he was set on the Republican side of the table.
Is Bob Brady going to be there?
Oh, yeah. Brady's on the panel.
No, you got to go get a live lobster and just surprisingly plop the live lobster on the table. See, I'm going to be cooking this tonight, Bobby.
I don't like to see the live lobster.
I'll be cooking this Tuesday night. There you go.
Yeah, it's two. All right, 855-839-1210.
Probably not a good thing to do.
Let's talk about Dr. Benz. Let's talk about great dental care. Let's talk about all the things that go into this. So recently, and we'll be playing these soon, I did a little Q&A with Dr. Benz about all that he does. And when you actually hear it in his voice, his thought process, you can have a sense of why there's the Benz difference with Dr. Benz. If you're fearful, a little bit anxious, you haven't had great dental care, you may think you have a problem, or you really do have a big problem, Dr. Benz is the guy. He is a board-certified prosthodontist, but he gives great overall dental care, and he works with you to set up your plan of what you're going to buy into and what you're going to do so that these things are not overwhelming to you. Every time that I go, I see a staff that is very cognizant of that, just from a simple cleaning I've told you about, all the way up to something where you're getting a permanent tooth put in. There is really no better dental care, and I've been through a lot of dentists over the years, than Dr. Benz. Make that appointment today. Get that initial evaluation at 610-272-4969. 610-272. I'm sorry, I got that wrong, Dan. Let me give it that number. I don't have it on the. It's 6949, right? I have it memorized, but I think I transposed. 610-272-6949.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. I don't know why I went with the other. Dr. Benz will take great care of you. And again, all kinds of people over the years have sent me notes saying, thank God I got great dental care, Dr. Benz. No Dan time. Usually there's a no Dan time.
We got such a short time.
Yeah, all right. But Dan in the next hour is somebody who really knows Reddit. We use it in various occasions. And the Harris people are accused, more than accused, I think they've been doing it, of cooking the books when it comes to Reddit and what people are seeing there.
Yeah, an investigative journalist is able to infiltrate their Discord, their servers in which they discuss how they strategize how they approach social media servers. And part one, they uncovered how they work Reddit into astroturfing campaigns. So it's pretty fascinating stuff, Tom. We'll get into it at some point.
All right, but Linda Kearns is in the On Deck Circle. We haven't taken one in a while. I mean, it's tough today. Hit us. with somebody you're putting on the number one person on a Mount Rushmore of singers, male or female, over the course of time. You've heard ours. Let's go to Mike in Fort Washington. Mike, who are you putting on that Mount Rushmore?
I'm going to put the voice of Led Zeppelin, Robert Plant.
Why?
Arguably one of the best bands of all time.
Should he be knocked down a few pegs for plagiarism?
Yeah, but remember, I would agree with you. They are a stunning band, but why his as a singer, why is it definitely on Mount Rushmore?
You can compare him to others, I think just as far as longevity and the volume of work that they put out, I would, and the range of his voice.
There you go.
Yeah, and I would also say that, you know, thinking about how things are going in the world and all the numbers and all the hoopla, what a blessing music is. It can energize us. It can calm us down. So that's my pick.
I think one of those guys that has that voice that's often imitated but never replicated.
That's a good.
And I think that's a good way.
John Kishka might give him a run for his money.
I think we place a little too much, though, on range of voice. You know, I'm never like Mariah Carey, but so what to me? It's distinct, and it's something about the emotional quality of it that connects here. That's why I put Greenwood in. If you ask me, the Mount Rushmore of songs, I know that's a tough one. I got to say it's a Greenwood. When I hear that, because I've been in an event where a woman jumped up and said, I'll stand up. And that's the power of a song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, some are more emotional love songs. Yeah.
I like Lee Greenwood. I just... Mount Rushmore level?
Well, just because of that, his voice and everything else. No, I agree with you. It's not. That wouldn't be my... It's Sinatra. It was my choice. Yeah.
And I think... Right. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, it's okay. We'll get Linda Kearns next. She's going to update us. Are there anything else happening now that could happen after that big victory? And we'll give you a little bit more on this Reddit thing. It's interesting. And look, Democrat Party sues Erie Board of Election. Up to 20,000 missing mail-in ballots. Democrats are suing. They have every right to sue. There's going to be 100 lawsuits. So what? This comes down to the future of the country. And that means there might be a lot of lawsuits. So what? I'm thrilled that Republicans are running up the tab on lawsuits. Put 1,000 more out there. What's the big deal? That's what courts are for. All right, 855-839-1210. You get it.
Tom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.